وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human traits in the Holy Quran, traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to have. Traits that if we have, then it should make this world a better place. One of these traits that we have been speaking about is in fact taqwa, God consciousness, and being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands. The verse we were looking at was verse 197 of chapter 2 in the Quran, where Allah says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَأَنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى, and do carry with you provision, and the best of provision is in fact taqwa and mindfulness and consciousness of Allah. So taqwa can help the individual to navigate the challenges and difficulties of life. Life itself, it wasn't based to be a walk in the park or an enjoyment place. Rather, it's a place of difficulties, a place of test, a place of trials. When one is faced with trials, sometimes if he doesn't have the right tools, the right compass to navigate his way through these difficulties, he will end up harming himself and harming other people, thus stepping on the notion of human rights. Therefore, Allah says, have taqwa. Taqwa is the most marketable item in the Quran. If you have it, the GPS of taqwa, then you should navigate your life very easily and comfortably. And when it comes to making decisions in our lives, it will be based on Allah's commands, not my pleasures and desires. Because every time we make a decision based on how we feel, not what Allah wants, then we are making a mistake. Then we are falling in the trap. And then regret comes and sinks in. So taqwa provides a sense of guidance and direction and helps me and you to avoid harm and harmful, destructive behavior. Because if you're a muttaqi, you know how to navigate yourself around, you're not going to harm yourself, nor will you harm other people. In the same way, when a person has a GPS in his car, he knows exactly where he's going, he can see the map, he can see when he needs to make a turn, and what the road looks like in front of him. Is there a curve, straight line? Is there a traffic light? So it is very easy for him to avoid all sorts of danger just by having a navigation. So will taqwa do to me and you if we have it? Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So the verse in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought to my attention and yours, which is verse 197 of chapter 2 Al-Baqarah in the Quran, Allah says, the best provision is taqwa, wa khayru zad at-taqwa. In this way, we see that the verse emphasizes the importance of fearing Allah and being mindful of His presence in our lives. This fear of Allah, or this mindfulness of Allah, is based on love. It's not based on fear or terror. Rather, it is based on a deep respect and reverence for Him. Sometimes you love somebody so much that you watch what you say to them. You watch what you do to them. Why? Because you're constantly afraid that you might do something that will upset them. Not that you are fearful of them doing something back to you in return, or harming you, or punishing you. No. You just yourself, you just don't want to do anything that upsets them. And I'm sure all of us have been in love and we've went out of our way to please the ones that we love. This is exactly the same with Allah. Being mindful of Allah, being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically means the same thing. It means that we fear Allah in the sense that we respect Him, in the sense that we love Him, in the sense that we don't want to do anything to upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in recognition of His power and His majesty and His might. Because, you know, loving a person is one thing, respecting them is another. Sometimes we love people, but we act very disrespectful towards them. For example, when we deal with our parents, our mothers and our fathers, we love them to death. We love them beyond anything in this world, don't we? And we show them the utmost respect. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same thing. Having that deep respect and love for Allah, it means we're also recognizing, or we have to recognize, His power and His might and His majesty. Therefore, taqwa can be seen as a form of insurance or protection for one's life. It helps the individuals to make wise and informed decisions and to avoid behaviors that could harm themselves. By having taqwa, the individual, whether it is me or you, can certainly live a life that's fulfilling, because fulfillment comes from the state of mind of being content, not from how much you have in the outside, rather how much you have from the inside. The more you are content and fulfilled, the more peaceful you are. And the more you are in tune with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you are in tune with nature, the more you are in tune with the entire universe. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ye become mindful of me, become God-weary, then I will make everything in your service, at your service. So it will give us a sense of fulfillment. It will give us a sense of joy, a sense of peace. And when we have that, then usually we're not going to go and harm other people in return. we will be safe ourselves. So will others. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.